Great to have your company, Adelaide, the date night edition of the Rush Hour. Yep, it's Friday night and we're almost there and it's almost knock-off time. If you've got a froth in hand, we salute you.
Yeah.
Enjoy, but remember, don't drink and drive, as I welcome the man who we love dearly on this show, and Adelaide cannot wait to get his golden tonsils on. He's a little fatigued. He's a little more tired than usual. Had a tough night at home on Stormwatch, the one, the only, Andrew Juice Newton. Gentlemen, welcome to Friday Juice.
Oh, g'day, Adelaide. Great to be here on a Friday. Look, I just want to apologise if I'm a little bit lackadaisical, if the old bottom lip seizes up from time
lazy.
To time.
Yep.
It's because I was up all night due to the thunderstorms and the lightning and the loud noise and our little Maltese Shih Tzu, Lily Jarman.
Yep,
I was up with her all night on the couch watching four games of Fox Football, classic football games. With Lily, because the poor little thing was,
What a warrior.
And a lot of pets out there were very, very scared, Lulu.
They certainly were, trying to get out and bang down doors. If you've lost one, you know the drill here. Happy to help try and reconnect.
I like it, Lou.
That's what we do.
That's what we're about.
Shout out to Mount Gambier. There's a fair bit of talk floating around with the Mount Gambier basketball team. Yeah. That things aren't going well down there with the Pioneers. Can you do some quick fact checking on me?
Yeah.
A few of the boys via Twitter have just hooked me in and said, basketball Mount Gambier needs your help, lads.
I had a call from the great Greg Quinn that his sister-in-law is leading the charge.
Yeah.
They've been shafted.
Yeah, they're. Well,
wow.
Because they've probably played in the Siebel, I reckon.
This is scary
we
stuff.
We need to check in on that because we've also got to do a shoot around with the Sixers with Joey and the boys.
Yes.
And also let them know how you travel with pets in the country.
That is
Treads will tell us more on that. He's on the show today. Don't worry about Pistol and Boo. With Johnny Depp. There's a brand new dog story you've got to get your head around,
bloody
family.
Bloody funny.
Richard Earl will join us to talk about David Peaver.
He's gone.
The chair of
Another
Cricket Australia.
Another one gone, Lou.
Stepping down finally. Apologies is back for the first time in a long time.
Oh, is it now?
Yes, it is.
What a silly segment.
No, it's not. Not really. And last night, real special edition of the Front Bar Melbourne Cup edition. Bruce McAvaney is a man of many talents.
Man,
one of those
Bruce.
Talents, I don't know whether you know this, so I've been lucky enough to witness this.
Mm.
Can call the closing stages of any Melbourne Cup. Just you name it, the year, and he'll give it to you.
Right you are.
So naturally, Mick and Sam put him up to the task, and they asked him to call the closing stages of 1965 and Light Fingers win, and it was Bart Cummings' first cup. Here's Macca.
There's a fall in the Melbourne Cup. McNaught's gone, so's Boorhead and River Sane. Into the straight, Yanksy leads a length and a half to Midlander. Coming at them, Prince Crown and then Zima Zingali. Sail away now, Lightfingers, a furlong to go. Before metrics, Zima's taking the lead. About a half to Midlander, Yanksy. Lightfingers coming at Zima. Zima a half in front. Lightfingers getting to Zima. Lightfingers is
coming. Come on.
Hit it. Dead heat. Dead heat of the Melbourne Cup.
Completely off the cuff.
Brilliant.
Nothing to look at, no monitor, nothing. They just chose a year and Bart Cummings' first cup too, the King of Cup. But that is an unbelievable skill.
That's why we love him.
What about the
before
metrics? I work with a bloke like that who can do things like that. That's jars. Let's load this thing up.
Let's go, baby.
Richard Earl next.
Good to see you, Sean.
Talk about the chief, the head honcho, the fish that rotted, getting the flick at Cricket Australia.
With the Rush Hour, Jars and Louie at 104.7 Triple M. Good to see you too, Jars.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Is that what we say?
Yes, sir.
The chairman of Cricket Australia has finally fallen on his sword and resigned after the calamitous situation we've had the last 12 to 18 months. And the head cricket writer of the Advertiser, Richard Earl, a good mate of ours, joins us right now. Richard, finally, I think we've got the person that most people thought couldn't stay in their position given what's happened in Australian cricket.
Yeah, the axe has certainly fallen. So they had a vote of no confidence in him, and so he's gone. But I got to say, I know Peaver is not the favourite bloke on people's lips at the moment, but James Sutherland was there for 17 years so as chief executive and presided over that culture. So if I think he's copying a lot of the heat that because James is already gone, he was next in line, so that's what caused a lot of this.
Yeah, and would it be fair to say, Richard, that the re-election process didn't sit well with anybody, that they tried to sneak it on through, and in particular the states, that didn't get a chance to read the report first and then go, hang on a minute, where are we at? Because the finger is certainly pointing at whoever is left in charge at Cricket Australia.
Yeah, this wasn't a good look, having a release of a report and then, after the re-election of a bloke who was seeking a second term. And you've got to remember, the chairmen of Cricket Australia very, very, very rarely have 2-3 year terms. Normally they just do one. So he was already asking for a fair bit of good grace, and doing that really didn't go into well. But I would say also don't forget there's politics involved.
Yep.
There's other people who wanted his job and they stuck the knife in as well.
Mate, some names. Obviously, Mark Taylor's been mentioned around the country. He's come out and officially said that he's not interested in the position at this stage.
Yeah.
Who are we looking at?
Yeah, look, Mark's got a 3-year deal with Channel 9, and look, I still think he'll be a contender down the track, just not now. But look, one bloke we do know well here in Adelaide, John Harnden. He's the former Saka CEO, ran the World Cup, ran the Grand Prix. He actually applied for the CEO position won by Kevin Roberts and didn't get it. So he might have been a bit dirty on that, but anyway, so he's going to be the running as a chairman because he's a, got a pretty strong cricket pedigree.
Yep.
Michael Kasparitz, he'd fit the description, which I like, of a dyed-in-the-wool cricket person, with corporate experience, big experience also dealing with Indian companies. So I reckon he'd be great. Jackie Hay, the first woman to be elected to CA board, she actually helped chair the review subcommittee. So she'd be another one too. And then you've got someone like Earl Eddings, who's already the interim chairman.
Yeah.
Let's hope whoever gets the job that we can get it on the way back and rebuild the brand because it's damaged and we want it fixed. Thanks, Richard.
That's right. Thanks,
boys. There he is, cricket expert, the boss at The Advertiser, Richard Earl, on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie on 104.7 Triple M.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's time for our favourite Warren.
Because I'm Warren. Gary Treadray.
I've got a good tan.
Ah, the wizard joins us. Great to see you, Tres.
I've never really asked this.
G'day, champ.
G'day, boys. Who's the other Warrens that I'm beating, seeing I'm the favourite?
Oh,
yeah. She's a bloody...
Andrew Warren Fagan.
Fage. Who's staying on?
Ben Warren,
former Norwood coach.
Yeah.
Do you remember premiership player for Carlton, Warren McKenzie, played with Sydney? Was it McKenzie? Great fella.
She's
great fella.
She's some of the steam company, aren't I?
Warwick Kappa.
Warren?
Warren Kappa. Former Gazer great, Warren Garud. Right.
Warren Buffett.
Oh, that is cash. He's sitting on, what did I say, 75 mil?
Bill.
He's
a billionaire. Let's look at the fixture. Well, the winners and losers. What do you like?
Well, you know what that is. That is, you know what.
How would you be if you were Jack Riewoldt, for example?
Yes, right.
30 plus now. Don't recover as well. And you've got to back up 4 days later.
No.
You want to play, was it Anzac Day Eve, and you got to back up 4 days later to play.
It's getting to the point, Tred. It is really getting to the point that we have to consider. I know the deal's done with the CBA, but we've got to consider getting it back to playing each other once.
Yeah.
It has to. Spot on.
Yeah.
It's got to give.
Or do you look at conferences? And I started trying to do the numbers and got a bit confused, but you put 9 teams in, right? So you play 8 games.
So 2 conferences.
So you play those 2 twice.
Yep.
So home and away, and then you may pay the other side once, and then it reverses the next time.
Well, are we going to get a look at that with the AFLW? Do you reckon they're testing the waters with that?
I think they have to, because the more you can get the fairness, and I've got some info here. Well, we talk about this showdown.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know who kicked up? Who? Hawthorn.
Really?
Hawthorn kicked up. They put in a request, my understanding was, showdown was locked for the first one, round 8, I think it is, Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
It got removed in the last 24 hours. The reason why it was Wednesday back to Thursday.
Delayed,
I heard the Hawks put on a request to play a Victorian team out of Tassie.
Right.
When they then saw a team, interstate team, I hear, playing at the MCG, they go, well, we're probably going to shed $200,000 out of that.
Yeah, right.
So they went back to the AFL and said, can we change it? And in the end, my understanding is the showdown may have been shifted to the Saturday night. Yep. You know, I was talking about the great Saturday night. Mm-hmm. My understanding was before the clubs were aware, it was sitting in a Friday. It's and again, Fox. We're still not seeing them on Seven Network.
No, they're on Fox.
Well, locally you are.
Yeah. Free to air. Exactly.
It's not free to air into Melbourne.
I know. Denies a lot of the football.
An insult to South Australian football.
What about a bit more of an insult to Australian football? You're saying Bolt.
Correct.
Walks away.
Correct.
Because he couldn't come to an agreement or his manager couldn't. If he is that serious, he's got 8 Olympic gold, hasn't he, or whatever it is. Yeah. Something ridiculous. Yeah, greatest runner ever.
He's worth 100 mil.
Surely it's not about money if he's so desperate at playing soccer.
But it is for him and his management.
But why?
Well, they offered him 150.
Do you know why? Because he can't get his head around it that he's going to, for his time, that's what he gets. Because he's so used to receiving, even for just turning up.
But if he's
up,
so
desperate, I totally agree, mate.
Yeah, he trained at Borussia Dortmund, not good enough to make that leg. He scores a double or a hat trick or whatever it was in a game that was just a practice game.
Yeah.
Or a friendly, as they call it in soccer. Surely if he's that desperate, it just proves to us he's not.
He was not prepared to labour to get there without the use of his name. It's simple as that.
You hear some wonderful things in sport and some really random things in sport. And the Sixers last night went down to the Bullets. They're really struggling at the moment. And Sunday, home game here, they need a bit of redemption. But what I find very funny is the latest recruit, the boom recruit, former Atlanta Hawk, Lamar Patterson, has just come out to Australia. He brought some things in his luggage that you wouldn't say is quite legal.
I'm used to airline regulations when traveling with a pet. You got to keep him in a carrier on an aircraft. And that's what I did. He's a quiet dog. He doesn't bark. He slept most of the flight. So once I got to Australia, like the only reason why people found out, I guess, about him is because he started barking when he seen the search dog.
So he was part of his hand luggage, wasn't he?
He put his dog, smaller dog, right, into his luggage.
Yeah.
So then tells me, how good is American security going at the moment? Because what do you have to do with your bag? You have to put it through the scanner.
Yeah but in the States, domestically, you're allowed to do it.
But he's flying to Australia.
Yeah, that part of it.
Yeah, I know.
Johnny Depp.
So at least Johnny Depp brought him out.
In his own plane.
In his own plane. This bloke flew commercial. So he's sitting there. Imagine next to him. The dog, 15-hour flight from LA.
Yeah, poor little love.
What's the dog? He said, slept most of the way. What's the first thing you need to do after you have a sleep?
Did he
have a wee or a number two?
Did he watch a movie? did he ring the bell? Did he get a little nibble? Little drinks?
Oh, no.
Did he have a special order meal?
Shit rice they serve straight under the dog.
Where's his dog now?
So he landed. And his dog's had a crack at the customs dog. They've caught him out. The dog's straight back. Got a flight straight back. And he's supposed to be debuting here against the Sixers on Sunday.
He didn't have a passport.
You can catch the
entire... You know how to put dogs on planes, mate.
You can catch the entire incident on border security at Channel 9. Should be a beauty.
All right. See you, Trent.
See you, Trent. It's a Rush Hour. Jars and Louis, 104.7, Triple M. How about that storm last night, Juice?
Oh,
how about that storm?
It.
133.53. Yeah. If you had a bit of a rough night with it, my man here, the Juice, was up all night, baby in arms, baby being dog,
little
Shih Tzu,
Maltese, yep.
Taking care of hound just to get him through the night.
Didn't cope well at all.
Very, very
poor thing.
Oh, my God, I wish they'd left that last little bit on that.
Oh, dear.
Galileo.
Yeah. So I'm just a little bit lethargic.
A bit frazzled.
Yeah, well, I am because I stayed up all night like a newborn. And but, geez, she was loud, Lou.
It was.
It shook the house.
I may have left the outdoor furniture out.
Did you? Oh, no.
Well, when I went to bed, I put the brolly down, put it in its waterproof cover.
Nice.
All the right things. Thinking the bride would have been able to just ascertain that, because she likes to check the weather. She's a bit like you, likes to be across the weather. Would have picked up on the fact that storm was brewing.
Coming.
Yeah, and would have been able to get it all on in. Mm. But as luck would have it, her and mum, who's in town, they've had a couple of extra vinos.
Oh, no, they've been on the props. Oh, they're on the props. Yeah. So.
And not sort of worried about that. So I may have played dead around one this morning when it did start and she got out of bed because the dog started howling and a few other bits and pieces, and she was rustling around. And she told me that she was running around everywhere but couldn't unlock the doors because it's heavy back doors and couldn't get much in. And then she said she was she was so scared of the lightning.
Right.
Because I came down in the morning, I said, only grabbed the one cushion, didn't want to get the rest. And she goes, Sam, it was really, really scary. Yeah. Lots of lightning around.
Not that sort of stuff. Yeah, but she was.
It was rough, wasn't it?
Mate, it was scary. And power went out across the state. Some of the
old blinking alarm clock,
Mate, it was. And I got up about 1:30. Because I was watching a lot of the football classics.
Yeah.
On the TV with Lily.
Yeah.
And she was just shaking nonstop. So I put a little jacket on her just to try and calm her down. But fair dinkum, there was people out the front of the household taking photos of the lightning.
Of course.
Lightning.
Storm chasers.
Yes. I reckon I spotted a few last night.
Oh, you watched the news tonight. If Brenton Ragless is not telling me how many strikes there were with lightning.
Oh, boy. Oh, don't. Lily listens to this
show. I reckon more strikes than a Boston Red Sox pitcher.
Anyway, make sure you look after your pets. All right, they need a lot of loving tonight.
Okay, because my landscaper at the moment, who's got doing some work, he's got German Shepherd. He's scarred from the last storm when we were on leave.
Oh, little thing.
And he was up watching SpongeBob SquarePants at around 4 o'clock, babysitting his German Shepherd this morning.
I feel for you, man.
So shout out to you, James. I'll see you tomorrow morning for a bit of hard labour.
And if you've lost your dog or any pet, give us a call 133353. Let's try and help you out.
Yeah, reconnect pets. That's what we do.
It's our DNA. $1,000 up for grabs right now. Quiz with no name, thanks to Automasters. Die Friday as well. Yeah. Good chance to win. 133353.
Maybe Lily was trying to run away but couldn't get away because you had hold of her.
Triple M. The Rush Hour's quiz with no name, thanks to Automasters.
Got a Holden? Switch and save at Automasters on your servicing and repairs. Call 1300 Automasters.
Friday's the day of the quiz with no name, thanks to Automasters. Goes all Bruce Willis on you. Die Friday.
It does too.
Certainly. We get the dice out, we roll it, and whatever it lands on, we multiply the Automasters lifeline, which they've kindly enough given us, a freebie.
Yeah.
And whatever it lands on, that's what our contestant gets. All right. Who's playing today, Joe?
Ryan from Modbury joins us. G'day, Rhino.
G'day, Giles. G'day, Louis. How you going, lad?
Oh, very good, Rhino.
Good,
left, right hand. You want to blow on the dice for luck? What do you want to do?
Oh, I'm all about the lefties, mate.
All right, here you go.
Oh, no,
it hit the microphone.
It can't touch
Murphy,
any. Know the rules.
Jeez. Hang on, Rhino.
Why does one again? It did not touch
I'm serious.
It didn't touch
anything. I know, but for those who don't know, you can't roll the same one as a toucher.
Oh. What a load of crap.
Two.
You got two, oh, Rhino.
Jeez, we got there, Rhino.
Mate, that's better than one.
Yeah. All right, mate, 10 questions, 60 seconds, two. Automasters Lifeline. Time starts at the end of the first question. Here's Jar.
Okay, who won the NBL game between our 36ers and the Bullets last night, Rhino?
Brisbane.
Which Super Netball team is Natalie Vomberto helping coach this season?
Thunderbirds.
Okay, what's the name of the race that stops our nation?
Melbourne Cup.
Name the Cricket Australia chairman who resigned yesterday.
Automasters.
Okay, who are Adelaide United playing on Sunday afternoon, the FFA Cup champions?
Central Coast Mariners.
What sport does Temba Bavuma play?
Automasters.
Yep.
Oh, they're done. Raylene Castle is the chief executive of what team sport in Australia? Raylene Castle.
Pass it up. Keep going.
Yeah, pass. Yeah.
What's the name of Rod Marsh's new autobiography? We had him on the show yesterday.
No idea. Sorry. Pardon.
True or false? Usain Bolt is definitely playing for the Mariners this season. True or false?
False.
Yeah. Who's the oldest player on the Crows list?
Oh, I don't know. I'm done. Sorry.
It's a Friday afternoon, on, Rhino. It's all right. He's fried.
He's frothed up.
He's a little fried.
Oh, Rhino.
There's a fair case fair case of protection of freckle written into these questions.
Analyzing now.
Oh. I thought it was pretty solid, Rhino.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Correct.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad on a Friday afternoon. We've had a couple of hot days. Murph on the back foot, just really looking after himself. I mean, Raylene Castle is the chief executive of what team sport in Australia? It is rugby union, if you didn't know.
Wow.
The Rod Marsh one was a tough one because it's actually Rod Marsh.
And he was great chat yesterday,
too. Super chat. If you missed it, go and check it out at the website,
triplem.com. Number 10, Lou.
Number 10, Eddie Betts is the oldest
Eduardo
Crows player. He's almost 32. Rhino, Automasters number 2 was
number 4.
Temba Bavuma. He plays cricket for South Africa.
South Africa.
And number 4 was David Peaver. He's the chairman that's just resigned.
See you later, Dave.
Everything else was pretty sweet.
I thought it was a good effort.
Everything was pretty sweet there, Rhino. And for your efforts, you win.
He's got this, Sean.
For a handball.
Jeez.
It's like back in the old days.
That's a hospital handball.
Double pass to the Under the Southern Stars show featuring the Hoodoo Gurus, you and my Eskimo Joe, celebrating Aussie rock. Jan 25, Hearts Mill, tickets from Ticketmaster.com.
Enjoy that, Ryan.
Thank you, people. Thanks. Thanks, mate. Have a great one.
Yeah, you too.
Care, mate.
Have a great weekend. Hey, well up done. Next, what's Warren up? Gary Treadray. Yeah. Yep. Our favourite Warren.
Yep.
And if you've got a Ford, switch and save at Automasters on your servicing and repairs. Call 1300 Automasters.
Tough questions again, Lou.
That'll do me.
Rush Hour, Jars and Louis at Triple M.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's time to say sorry. It's time for me to say
I'm sorry. You know what? We just got that wrong.
But again, I'm not going to apologise for us trying to get better.
And that was clearly a mistake. Is it too late now to say sorry?
that time of the week. Yeah, we get a couple of things wrong time to time in here, and we like to put our hands up, don't we, Jar?
Yeah, we do, Lulu.
All right, let's start it off. The big news, if you've not heard of it, the Usain Bolt experiment is over, which is unbelievable given the conditions that were said here in this very big statement. Apology forthcoming soon.
Usain Bolt. I'm on his bandwagon. I know it was a trial game. I know 6,000 fans turned up to watch him. He kicked 2 goals in that trial game. I reckon he's the real deal. I think he's going to be the best thing for the A-League in a long, long time.
The best thing for the A-League in a long, long time.
If they forked up and paid up, you know, they offered him pit peanuts.
Mate.
With his profile.
Mate.
150 large.
You were seduced by, the conspiracy theorist in me says that those defenders let him score those two in that game.
All right. I apologise.
Thank you very much. Adelaide 36ers have been in action. Jars's bottom lip, not so much.
Double pass to courtside. Jars and Louis' seats there, mate. Courtside seats to see Adelaide 36ers take on Brisbane this Sunday.
We're going to have to play that again. Have a listen closely. There was a band around a while back called the Scissor Sisters.
Double pass to courtside. Jars and Louis' seats there, mate. Courtside seats to see Adelaide 36ers take on Brisbane this Sunday.
The Adelaide 30 Scissors.
No, hang on. You know I have issues with the bottom lip because I have skin cancer.
I promise you, he wasn't drinking, everyone. It is the bottom lip seizing.
I apologise.
And then, of course, the AFL draw came out and we were lucky enough in here to get an advanced screening of round two before it happened.
Friday, your boys, Swans, take on the Melbourne Football Club. Saturday, Port Adelaide take on GWS at Adelaide Oval. This is for round two,
this
family.
Is round two,
4 o'clock kickoff. Also on Saturday, Cats take on Frio. Eagles take on St Kilda. This is Saturday fixture. Sunday,
yes.
Crows take on North Melbourne. Etihad Stadium.
Is he still going?
Essendon take on Carlton.
There we go.
Carlton. And in the derby, Lions v the Suns.
Come on.
We will take just the one apology for all of those, thanks.
You'd be stuffed without me.
We would.
All the content.
Yeah.
I apologise.
You know what we'd have? We'd actually be able to do a show with an extra break in it that doesn't have an apology in it. We'd get more entertainment out of it.
Oh,
all right,
that's
and
it.
Finally, I may have saved the best for last. Round of Music is a segment we do on this show that try to sum up moments, events, things, happenings with tunes. It's Jars's idea. You need to listen out for lots of things. I think there's several apologies required after this, but note mostly the lack of confidence in the voice with the delivery. Put it this way, for those who are children of the 70s, there's no Colgate ring of confidence around his neck here. Have a listen.
This is what Harry said to Megsy the other night when they were in New Zealand.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that was the right song.
Bloody hell!
You're the one who... Yeah, I know that wasn't that one. That's
anytime we get Kate Sobrano on the show, I don't know whether we're winning. Right, so the apologies that you need to hand out there. One to Sam, because it was the correct song.
Sammy?
Yeah, our vice captain. It's been verified by a text message. You requested that.
Sorry, Sam.
Two, Harry and Megan.
Sorry, Megsy. Sorry, Harrant.
To the good folk across the ditch.
Do apologise to all our friends in New Zealand.
And naturally, of course, the lady who sang that song,
sorry,
Kate Sobrano.
Kate, and she's lovely. I apologise.
I mean, and what about what about the lack of confidence in delivery? Just play the top just again, Murph, please.
This is what Harry said to Megsy the other night when they were in New Zealand.
Oh, mate. Oh.
This is like a Jeff Thompson, Dennis Lilly barrage.
I tell you right, it sounded like you were sort of on a first date.
I think that's how I spoke to Marion first date.
I doubt it.
Will you hold my hand, please?
Oh, I would have doubted it. You would have went, come with me.
No, I did not.
I'm leaving. Are you?
It's the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
Just before we get out of here, Jars, a bit of footy news. Dan Menzel flew to Sydney yesterday and had a little bit of a look around the facilities.
Had a medical too, Lulu.
So he could be
He'd fit in nicely. Smaller deck up there.
Yeah, easy to chase him
out. Take some heat off, buddy.
Less room, absolutely.
Reckon it'd be a good get?
I wouldn't think it'd
be. If he gets cleared?
Too bad a thing at all. Shane Mumford's going to get a 2-game ban for that video.
Wow.
of the you know, the alleged
is he stiff?
White lines.
Is he stiff?
Yeah, I mean,
that's 2015
retrospective. Jeez.
Oh, that's a bit okay.
I'd like to see that go. I'd question that and go to Chris O and see if I can get off on that.
Yeah, I would.
Hi. Careless.
Yeah. Surely it's careless and not reckless, isn't it?
Now, what about, I wanted the Crows to go after this bloke, the Marcus Bontempelli. Oh. Is he signed yet?
No, but there's a big Godfather offer that he's getting thrown around by the Dogs. The Bon, of course, over with a few of the boys, if you're following Instagram, doing all of America and every sporting event available, as they all do these days. Mm-hmm. All right, that happening. Gary Lyon, like us, has whacked the AFL draw. We've got to get to a point in time, Jar.
I'm with you.
17.
I'm with you.
Has to, for the equality of the system, or as like Treads even said earlier, splitting up conference. We've got the conference in the girls this year. I'll be intrigued to see how the AFL watch and learn from that one.
Maybe it's time, mate.
All right.
Hey, I saw the Red Baron, Tommy Lynch, down at Henley Oval with young Fogarty and young Keith, Alex Keith, doing their running sessions. He's as flat as flat as my belly.
Yep,
that one of the Red Barons got clipped.
Yeah,
I mean, my intel is he may get picked up as a rookie at the Adelaide Crows.
Yeah, but you know what?
And I tell, if I was changed, I need a contract, a proper contract.
I hate that. And they did it with Cam Ellis-Yeoman the other year.
Don't like it
when he was hurt, and you drop him off because people forget when you go back onto rookie, you go onto a small base and match payments.
Correct.
And they get you for free. It's like picking you up in cheap
that's
chips.
It. Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
that's, I don't like it because I reckon change is far
still
too valuable.
Good enough. Yep.
I'd have a close look at the AFL charter, the AFLPA charter, about whether they've filled their roster, the Adelaide of Red Barons.
Of course. Oh, what is it? You got to five per club.
I think the rule is over a 3-year period, you've got to carry at least five per year because that's the standard they've set.
Oh.
So I'd like to maybe get Fags on next week and ask him where that's at, or young Reedy, and just say, mate, you could be in breach of the Geneva Convention.
See you, family.